This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. How about the L.A. Rams' huge Week 11 victory on Monday Night Football last night against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Bucks fall to 7-4. Rams improved to 7-3. And now joining us to talk about the Rams is a former Rams wide receiver. He's a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and did win a Super Bowl championship with the Rams. And that, of course, is Isaac Bruce here with us today on behalf of the Isaac Bruce Foundation and also his podcast Ramblings that could be found by searching Believe, that's B-L-E-A-V, in Rams. Mr. Isaac Bruce, thanks for the time. How you been, my friend?
Hey, I've been good, man. Thanks for having me on the show tonight.
No problem. Always do appreciate when you come on. So I remember talking to you in the summer. You were very optimistic about the Rams. I know that they're 7-3 right now, and they're firing at all cylinders. Does this at all surprise you? Is this kind of what you kind of expected before the year began?
They're pretty much part of course, in my eyesight, my perspective. I think that, one of the biggest surprises this year is just how effective the running game has been. We've made a commitment to run the football. We're doing it by running back by committee right now. But, you know, we all know it starts and ends with what we can do up front as far as that offensive line is concerned. And they did a great job in the Seattle game. Monday night, the game kind of changed itself where we had to do a lot of pass pro, other than running the football. But, you know, the guys stepped up and gave Jared Goff the time to throw the football. And we're 7-3 right now, leading the NFC West.
And the thing to me that jumps right off the page when I look at the Rams this year, it's been the defense. And there was a lot of criticism in the offseason, moving on from Wade Phillips, bringing in Brandon Staley. This defense, you look at every statistical category, they're top five in the league. This defense has been awesome.
Absolutely, man. I think when you mentioned the Los Angeles Rams, you have to start off with Aaron Donald and company. Just everything that those guys are able to do. From a talent standpoint, I think the Rams are right there. I think Aaron Donald, he sets the table. You have to give attention to him. That gives Coach Staley the leeway to really scheme his defense based on what offense wants to take away from our defense and make that focal point on Aaron Donald. That way you can play in the back half of the defense a little bit more man coverage. You can have your pressure packages. And not only that, but we've done a great job this year and last night in particular getting pressure on quarterbacks with just a four-man rush. Anytime you can do that, man, you're going to have a great defense.
Now, you did that last night. They rattled Tom Brady throughout the game, and he had two interceptions and never looked comfortable. I look at this NFC West. We all know it's the best division in football, and it's a three-team race to see who's going to emerge at the top. Yeah. I look at the Rams' defense, Isaac Bruce. I know their offense, it's a good offense, but I don't think it's the strength of this team. Defensively, I think that's going to be the difference maker because the Cardinals, their defense is hit or miss, and the Seahawks' defense has been bad throughout the year.
Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of like I just mentioned. I don't think the defense is getting enough credit for the way that they played thus far, 10 games into the season. So, Aaron Donald, I mean, I just can't stop saying his name. He's a guy that I believe that should be up for MVP talks. Just his impact on the defense, how it affects an offense, how it affects his teammates and, gives other guys on that front line one-on-one opportunities. And those guys can really show what they're made of, and they can just unleash their potential where another guy like Aaron Donald is in the mix.
You know the league, though. They'll give it to a quarterback this year, MVP.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You're an offensive guy. You know that. Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce here with us. How about the two wide receivers? Last night they put on a clinic. Cooper Kupp, 11 for 145, and Robert Woods, 12 for 130 and a touchdown.
Absolutely. I was just really amazed. Wasn't shocked at all, but just gratefully amazed just to see those guys get the ball in their hands. And that's when they started to dance. It seems as if the game plan was to combat the pressure that the Bucs wanted to put on Jared Goff. And the best way to do that is kind of move the pocket, get the ball out of his hands pretty fast. And when you got guys like Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp who can really dance when the ball is in their hands, man, they're a threat to take it to the house anywhere on the field. So just have two guys with over 10 catches, with accumulating 275 yards receiving, man. It was special, man.
Is there one wide receiver in football that to you is your favorite to watch, or do you kind of just like to watch a bunch of guys at the wide receiving position?
I like DeAndre Hopkins. I really like watching him play. I like Julio play. But what I really enjoy watching is just sit back and seeing the maturation of a young guy come into the league. DK Metcalf is one of those guys. I mean, He started a little slow last year, but in that second year, you can see the development, the things that he worked on in the offseason start to come to fruition. So I really like watching young guys start to mature and get comfortable, and the game slows down for them.
And we all know you became a Pro Football Hall of Famer as we're talking to Isaac Bruce, but when was it that you start to really feel in your career that you were starting to show those signs that, hey, not only are you going to be a good wide receiver, you were going to be a great wide receiver?
Well, in 1994, I was the third receiver for about 8 weeks. And at about the eighth or ninth week of the season, I felt like I was ready to go. I had started starting the second halves of games as the Z receiver on the team. And my confidence was really high. And it was at that moment where the game started to slow down for me. And I felt like I can go out and start to produce and create some stuff on my own. So it took me about 8 weeks. And after that, it was just full go from there.
That catch, by the way, by Hopkins 2 weeks ago, how'd you process that? Well, because Allen, it was a great throw, great catch by Diggs, but then the Murray-Hopkins thing was out of this world.
Well, the catch itself, I mean, the quarterbacks get a lot of credit, as they should. Murray, he did everything he could to make sure that play could happen and delivering the football. But when you look at the catch itself, looking at DeAndre Hopkins, who's 6'1", surrounded by two Pro Bowlers, one All-Pro, really three guys, their best three defensive backs, and really out-jumps all three of them to come down with a game-winning touchdown catch. It's everything that every athlete or football player that's ever put on a helmet. You want plays like that, and just so happens DeAndre was just right there to just solidify it, and a great play, man. He deserves everything that he got as far as that play is concerned.
Was the long TD snag that you had in the Super Bowl, was that your favorite catch of all time when you look back at your career?
It was my second best catch, man. I tell a lot of people that, it's up on my top five as far as my plays, but my number one catch of all time was Ricky Prohl in the NFC Championship, in the NFC Championship game versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he caught that game-winning pass that propelled us in the Super Bowl 34. So that's the biggest catch of my career.
When we look at Jared Goff, he's been to a Super Bowl before. He did not play well in the Super Bowl. There's been inconsistent moments for him in his career. This team is still 7-3. There's one thing to make the playoffs. There's another thing to get to Super Bowl. There's another thing to win it. Do you believe that the Rams eventually in Goff's career can win that big game with Goff there?
Anytime you have a guy that's led a team to the ultimate, which is the Super Bowl, the answer to that question is yes. I think we do a really great job playing towards his skill set and what he can do. He's a guy that can push the ball down the field. If we need to move the pocket, he's a guy that's comfortable doing that. And his ability to make quick decisions. He doesn't hold the ball, which is a plus for the offensive lineman. And those guys know where he is, so he doesn't give up unnecessary sacks. So I think with his skill set and what we like to do as far as with the running game is concerned, he's definitely a guy that can, get us to another Super Bowl and ultimately win a Super Bowl championship.
few more with the Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. Brady and the Bucks. I know they're 7-4. They'll probably be 10-6, 11-5 to finish out the season with the way that their schedule shakes on out. But there's been some times, the Packers game was their best victory of the season. But then there's some times where they just don't look like they're going to meet and reach their potential. Are there concerns with you with the Bucks when you look at them, or do you think they'll figure this out?
Honestly, you know what? Just knowing the pedigree of Tom Brady and what he's done thus far, I mean, I think they're a team that will figure it out. I think he's going to push so hard, not only himself but the guys around him, to a level that they've probably never been before. So just having that mindset, that championship mindset inside that locker room, a guy who won't allow other guys to slack or be comfortable where they are, I think they will figure it out. I think what they need is just a little bit more continuity between everyone, the guys on the perimeter and the guy throwing the football. Really just having an identity. If you want to run the ball to pass, or if you want to pass to run, I mean, they both can work. I played in both type offenses, and I just think a decision has to be made which approach you're going to take and then go from there.
When we get to Brady last night, clearly he was rattled and he had the two interceptions, and whenever you lose, you're upset and frustrated. I don't think it's a big deal, this whole handshake controversy after games, but a lot of other people, especially on Twitter, they're furious with Brady that he didn't stick around to shake the hand of Nick Foles and then Jared Goff in losses against the Bears and the Rams. You being a former player and a pretty damn good one, does that bother you if a player at your position on the other team runs off the field after the game and doesn't come up to you after the game?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an emotional game. It's a passionate game, and emotions are really high during, before, and after games. It's the reason they give us 10 minutes to cool off once you hit the locker room before media access. You just really to try to collect your thoughts. It's no big deal. I think it's important that, who knows if they have a relationship off the field. He could probably text. They text back and forth. So, it's about being who you are and not really succumbing to public opinion in that aspect. If he doesn't want to shake hands, he just doesn't want to shake hands. Shoot him a text. They text each other, and they just go for it and go from there.
In the NFC West, we talked about why we think the Rams are going to win that division. The NFC, though, it is wide open this year. It seems whenever some team is the top dog, Isaac Bruce, then they eventually fall, and then another team emerges for 2 weeks, and then they eventually fall. Are the Rams, to you, the team to beat in the NFC? Are you going that far with them?
I'll say they are this week. I say that because, obviously just being in the moment and having that big game that we won on the road once again, last night, and we've proven that we can go on the road and win big games. I mean, I think that was probably our fourth or fifth state flight playing that game like that. But there are other teams that will emerge this week. I think that the Rams are that team. We have to go back into the lab and prepare to play another division opponent, an opponent who knows what we like to do, and we know them as well. So it's going to be a high-level chess match, and hopefully we come out, play as well as we did Monday night, and get us another victory. We're week to week, man.
If you couldn't say the Rams, because I know you're always going to say the Rams because you are a Ram player and you're always a fan of the team, and I expect you to say the Rams, but if not the Rams, who's the team in the NFC that you think is the best after L.A.?
Oh, absolutely, Seattle. I think because of being led by a guy like Russell Wilson, he's never out of a game. He's always a fighter, great competitor, makes some of the best acrobatic throws that I've seen from a quarterback in a very long time. I think he's one of those upper echelon quarterbacks. And anytime you have a quarterback at the lead like that with a defensive-minded coach as in Pete Carroll, a guy who can, for four quarters, he can piece some things together and have a great defense along with what Russell Wilson can do, man. They're definitely a team that you have to keep your eye on. I mean, they're 7-3. They've had some games where they probably just weren't happy with the performance. But at the same time, they've had some games where, Russell Wilson was just magnificent in his approach. And these guys have playmakers on the offense. And, they're definitely a threat not only to the NFC West, but the NFC as a whole.
I love Russ, but that defense, man, it's brutal. Yeah, I know you put up 100-something yards on almost everybody, but I think you put up like 200 yards if you played that defense.
It'd be fun. It'd be fun to get an opportunity. But to be honest, I think, you know, they have some guys coming back on that defensive side of football. And I think you'll see a little change in the next coming weeks as far as their approach defensively.
Tell me what you got cooking right now with your foundation, the Isaac Bruce Foundation, and also your podcast, Ramblings, which could be found on the Believe in Rams podcast network.
Yeah, we just completed our live auction, which went really well. We're in a process. This is normally time where we would put together a gala, but we're always accepting donations, new sponsorships from partners. People want to partner with us to help us make an impact. Always can find everything that we're doing on isaacbruce.org and go there, get all the information. But it's just fun. And the podcast itself is really fun. I do it and I host it with a former college teammate of mine, Marcus Holliday. And we do a great job just featuring the Rams and everything that Rams go through, every game that they play. We give a preview later in the week, and it's fun to do.
Now, do you ever think when you were playing, you would be involved in the media world? You ever think that?
Not really. Wasn't really a big media guy. I thought they were a little evasive for my liking. But, you know, as time went on, I knew that they had a job to do as well, and just knew the combination between the business side of what we do and the entertainment side of what we do, it had to be dispersed somehow. So therefore, the media was always there, and they did their job and did it well.
You ever get into a good altercation, little fight with the media? Those are always my favorite stories. Is there one that still stands out to you after all these years?
Media Day, Super Bowl 34. I think me and Rick Riley, we had a little back and forth.
Really?
It was pretty interesting. You know, I felt like he almost got me game tempo, which was probably his goal. But you know, he failed miserably in the end. So.
Wait, so what exactly happened? Give me your side of the story of it. What exactly happened with you and Rick?
Well, honestly, we kind of got into a conversation about the late golfer that his plane crashed. I think weeks before the Super Bowl actually was taking place, Super Bowl 34. We just got into a conversation about it, about my beliefs, about Rick's personal beliefs, and what he may have thought was the golfer's belief. His name is slipping my mind right now, but
Payne Stewart.
You know, Payne Stewart. He's the guy. Yeah. So we just kind of went back and forth there. I try to quell it because I'm a peacemaker at heart, and you know. But it got a little rough. But like I say, he failed miserably.
Interesting. I'm sure there's probably some clip of it somewhere. I'll have to look it up. Now media day at the Super Bowl. It's not going to be obviously what it once was this year. Who even knows what it's going to look like? It'll probably be all via Zoom. Some of those questions, though, that get asked now are, it's a show. It really is a show now.
Well, I think it's an opportunity for players and people of the media. I mean, as we've seen guys make their names a little bit more famous than they are at media day. So, you know, people can take that opportunity to just ask some outlandish questions or come out in some outlandish costumes. And, you know, people can make names for themselves. It's an opportunity and a platform for the guys who are performing in the Super Bowl and the guys who are covering it.
One last thing for you, just getting back when we talk about your favorite catch. So your best career catch, or when I asked you that question, it was actually not even one of your catches. It was Ricky Proles?
Absolutely. That's it.
That's amazing. See, it speaks to the type of teammate that you are, you know, because when you said it, I'm thinking, I go, he's talking about Ricky's catch, not a catch that he made, and that was the question.
Yeah.
That's a good job out of you. That shows what type of teammate you are. You doing anything good for Thanksgiving this year?
Yeah, I'm being thankful, man, being grateful. You know, it's been 2020 has been a year for me full of bounty and full of goodness. So I'm enjoying it, just spending time with my family. We get a chance to really reminisce and be thankful, having an hour of power. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, keep up the great work. We'll talk to you down the road. Thanks so much.
No problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.